Our cattle markets have been reacting to news coming from the Trump administration. I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. Over the course of the last few days, our cattle markets have been reacting from news that's coming from the Trump administration. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities, based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Yeah, so on Thursday late afternoon, early evening, he came out with a tweet saying that, you know, they were going to work their magic and figure out a way to help bring the beef price down for the consumer. And it seems like what he's looking at is buying some beef from Argentina. We do know the Argentine president was in earlier in that week, and they had talked about, you know, doing a bailout for Argentina. Maybe that's part of this bailout. You know, if you look at the big picture, can you bring enough beef in from Argentina? No. And it's going to be lower grade beef.
So, Greg, do you think that's really going to work to lower some of our beef prices that we're seeing out there?
So, I mean, is it going to help a little? Yeah, but it's like putting a Band-Aid on a big chest wound. I mean, it's not going to bring down the price like he would think it should, but it's perception. It's a headline. But does it add a whole lot more beef to the U.S.? No, it does not. And we are looking at a little window here where there feels like there's a gap. You know, the biggest thing that would be, you know, if he could bring in Brazilian beef again would be a bigger deal, or open the border. But it doesn't feel like we want to do that with a screw worm. So, I mean, this is a shot across the bow that, hey, I mean, at any point things could change, but I don't think it's going to drastically change our beef consumption here in the U.S.
And I'm sure cash needs to come into play here someplace too.
We need to see the cash markets. I mean, if the cash markets hold in here, you know, and calmer heads prevail, I think you'll see this market ramp back up again here at some point. But it definitely kind of gives us a warning that, hey, I mean, at any point, you know, we know we're at very high numbers. There's going to be a day where it's going to drop and drop faster than you can get out. Is this it? Or maybe it's just a warning shot.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.